Cameron at 10 by Anthony Seldon and Peter Snowden, read by Dougal Bruce Lockhart.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Introduction. The 21st Century Baldwin. David Cameron did not expect to win the general election on the 7th of May 2015. Alongside many commentators, pollsters, and most of the country, he felt outright victory, however narrow, was out of reach. The result gave him an authority he had never before possessed, not least within the Conservative Party, and ensures that his premiership will be seen as one of significant historical importance. Even before the election, he was the sixth longest-serving Conservative Prime Minister since 1900, after Margaret Thatcher, 11 years, Winston Churchill, 9, Stanley Baldwin, 8, John Major, 7, and Harold Macmillan, 6. His announcement in March 2015 that he will not fight another election means that if he serves most of a second term, he will become the second longest-serving Conservative Prime Minister since 1902. By the time of the 2015 general election, he had served 9.5 years as leader of the Conservative Party, making him one of the longest-serving leaders in the party's history. There are other reasons why Cameron is a figure worthy of our attention. When he assumed office in May 2010, he was the youngest Prime Minister of any party since Lord Liverpool in June 1812. The Chancellor, George Osborne, the youngest holder of that office for over 120 years, became quite exceptionally powerful during Cameron's premiership.